Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it's the 31st of January. And I'm recording at 9:39 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Now, you may notice a little bit of a change in my voice. Not that you hear it all that often these days, but I'll just explain, because I may be a little bit scratchy and I may have a little bit of coughing here. This is not for sympathy, but just to let you know, I've had a very bad chest virus in the last 2 weeks. But I've been on amoxicillin for the last couple of days, and I've turned the corner on this, and I just hope it'll help get me through this relatively short audio. Okay. So what's going on here? It's all about Trump, isn't it? And my God, the man's got plenty of energy. He's got an extraordinary ability to offend just about everybody. What do we make of it all here? Well, more importantly, what have the markets made of it all in here, I think, right now? And several interesting things have really happened. First, Trump has succeeded in jawboning down the U.S. dollar index. Now, it's back below 100. That's significant. And it's currently down 0.836 ticks to 99.595 right now. And he's done that really to make U.S. industry just a little bit more competitive, even more competitive, I should actually say. And that was one of his objectives, and one of the big fears of a lot of people was that we would see a too strong dollar. I think that still is a risk when the Fed gets involved. As it will before much longer, and we start to see some more interest rate hikes. But for right now, he's knocked that dollar index down, and with all the uncertainty that's going on, you will not be surprised to hear that precious metals had another good strong day in here for the most part. The big leader in this was silver, which is back up to nearly 17.58. Again, palladium, which has been so strong, is at 17.54.6. Again, I've singled out palladium previously just to say that it's, although it's rated as a precious metal, it's much more of an industrial metal, and that leads to its relative performance. Now, elsewhere, platinum, modestly stronger, but it's just below the $1,000 level, up over $5. And gold had a good day here, up 15 at 12.11. So, what else? Also showing interest, not surprisingly, the shares of those miners, metal miners, are doing extremely well. All the metal prices, we know they've really been in form. It's been a favorite sector of ours for 13 months now, as it all started last January, and strong in here again today. Copper, for instance, up over 7 cents here today, taking it up to 272.65. And the others are pretty strong, I think, right across the board generally. Crude oil also benefiting a bit from that stronger dollar, a weaker dollar, but not that much. The WTI is up a quarter of a dollar, and the Brent is up almost half a dollar here to 55.70. I like this commodity sector. It's very much in form. These are the recovery candidates, of course. They do perform very, very well when they finally get their contracyclical moves. You know, they'll underperform for years and years in a bull market, and then get a really strong run. Often that really strong run precedes an eventual shakeout of some consequence for the broader market. Will that occur for the broader market? Probably, but I don't think that's anything to panic over here overall. I think the biggest mistake investors have made in recent years is to be underinvested in these markets. And of course, the short sellers have been pretty well annihilated keep coming back and for more and getting their fingers burned again. There's a lot of money sloshing around. A lot of investors have been sitting on the sidelines and taking profits very quickly, so there's plenty of fuel there. That's not just conjecture on my part. You look at the charts and you'll notice how strong you just look at the U.S. broader stock market indices, whether it's the the NASDAQ, the S&P, the Dow, and you'll see that the downward reactions have so far been small, although we did hit a little bit more of that selling pressure this week with a lot of the controversy and a short-term overbought condition in the markets. But overall, the key point I want to emphasize, if there is still plenty of money underneath this market holding it up, and this is not just sort of wild-eyed optimism. It is mostly institutional money rather than public money. They like Trump's economic policies. I like Trump's economic policies. I would go very much on a basis of relative strength in terms of looking around these markets. And Wall Street remains very, very much in form. Now, just to tell you where the Wall Street did close today, there were some, I think the Dow at one stage was down almost 1%, but it knocked that back down just over 100 points, but it's just over half a percentage point. The NASDAQ Composite Index actually closed with a tiny gain, and despite some of the criticism and flack and the anger expressed between Silicon Valley and the Trump administration, that's got people understandably a bit concerned about risk, but these shares are still very, very firm. And, you know, in my opinion, if I had to go walkabout for the next 10 years, it's not a bad idea, actually, I'd have a tech-dominated portfolio. And I wouldn't be surprised if that didn't do extremely well, because this is such a good environment for tech overall. So the shares will be volatile. Pick them up when they're down. When we get those Fed rate increases coming through, and we could easily see two or three of them this year alone, but when they do come through and knock the shares back a little bit, or when Trump broadsides knock them back a little bit, that's the time to actually pick them up. And so in terms of what I like best, those boring old commodities are certainly exciting in terms of the performance that they're showing in the stock market. But tech is the big one overall. All you have to do is watch them on the charts, because some of these tech companies, if they fall a bit behind or the competition catches up or takes over, there can be an early obsolescence problem. But if you look at the charts, and as long as it's to the left of a rising 200-day moving average, you don't have a whole lot to worry about. And on that note, folks, I think I'm going to wind this down. Bonds, not much going on in here today, but that bond market bull trend is well and truly over. That ended, I think it was back in July, and yields are going to push up over the medium term. Now, on that note, sorry, I'm just going to say all the best to all of you.